You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Welcome to my fourth annual anniversary, 4 years with LA Talk Radio. You know, we keep it moving here, and I could not miss this show for anything, including moving. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We have some special guests. I'm so excited. And the first guest I'd like to introduce is Seth from... Seth, how's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. I'm on the other side of the country in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, great. Well, thank you for sharing your Sunday evening with us here in LA Talk Radio. And why don't you introduce yourself and tell us about your brand?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show. Like I said, my name is Seth Lytle, and I am an entrepreneur. I've been an intrapreneur in corporate America for about a decade, and a little bit more. And I've really had a passion for doing things in the startup space, and I've dipped my toes in that years ago, and eventually came up with this idea, and this, I had these passions around hospitality and wine and getting people together. And ultimately, I took my background in technology and operations and efficiency and computing and turned it into something that we all know and love, which is wine. And so I left my job about a year ago, and I went full-time into this, not knowing what was ahead necessarily, but I signed one winery to get started and do some trials with, and found a little bit of investment along the way, and I'm still pushing forward, looking to build my brand, get it out there, start getting some feedback, and start getting some growth.
Wow, this is very inspirational, and I think, you know, for people who are, it doesn't have to be wine, but just leaving your job and, you know, testing it, and let's speak a little bit about that, right, Seth? I mean, were you not scared, but were you concerned that your cushion is now, you're your own cushion, so to speak, right? How did that go for you in the beginning?
Yeah, it was not an easy decision. Definitely not an easy decision. I have a family. I have responsibilities, and it's been something that was tapping on my heart for quite some time. And I just have felt this calling, really. So a lot of the reason why I'm doing this, and like my mantra is about helping people and encouraging people to find what it is inside of them they're called to do. I feel that we're all uniquely designed and made to do something special. And, it doesn't have to be jumping out and leaving your job. But I feel like it requires courageous people to set those examples for others and to encourage them and not pretend like it's easy, to be honest, to share the trouble, the struggles, the fear. You touched on it. I mean, there is absolutely some great unknown and fear, like Indiana Jones, stepping out, right? And wondering if that step is going to support him or not. And I just felt that, I'm halfway through my career. I'm halfway through my life. I just felt that I needed to take this step because this idea has been given to me and I wanted to steward it. And, I was able to bring some other folks along to support me and join my team. Wonderful, wonderful team. And what better to do than to not, get to the end of your life and wonder, should I have done that? It's better to try to have failed than to never try.
That's right. I'm so with you. Not to interject, but you know what? I really think that is a voice from a heart of a true entrepreneur. You have your family, you have your responsibilities, but you've got to go after your dreams so that you're happy. And if it's pulling on you and you've got this gift, you don't have to see the whole way. And I think that's where a lot of people get stuck. Let's just say you had all the money to do it in the world. Would you be as passionate, right? I find that some people who have to kind of stick their neck out I'm not saying that people with, you know, a larger capital, you know, on the top of your project aren't as go-getting. But right. What do you think about that? Because you've got that fire, right? That you have to provide.
Yeah. Well, you have to be a hustler. You have to really dig deep and stretch yourself in ways that you are absolutely not comfortable with. So, you know, as someone whose background in technology and engineering and, you know, moving into business over time, as I did working on partnerships and strategic partnerships, you know, I learned more along the way about the sales side of things, the business side of things, you know, but once you get into truly running a company, you stretch yourself in all these ways that are way beyond your scope or your experience. And so I just find that it's really, really important, like I mentioned, to have that team around you and to really have people who have your back and will cheer you on, because it is a scary venture. And, you know, not having all the resources, like I said, I started with just bootstrapping it in my basement and starting to take over different parts of my basement as I started to get more and more into the project, and eventually was able to move into a small facility. And that's where we are now. But right. We're still at the very early stages of this thing, and I'm just getting it out. If I had a couple $1 million invested or $1 million invested, I think I'd be pretty happy in regards to feeling the financial strain, you know, not as there, and feel more proud that, you know, I accomplished all this stuff. But to me, it's not so much. I would just say it's not so much about the money. Like, the money is necessary, and that's why I'm scrapping and I'm hustling and I'm doing everything to get by now. But it has to be inside of you to want it, irregardless of capital.
I love it. All right, let's dive in a little bit more about the brand. Tell us the name and why your brand, Seth, is special and why people should pay attention to what you have going on.
Awesome. All right, so the brand is Vino Barrel. I'll come up close so you can see my shirt, Vino Barrel. I got this circle, which is about unity and bringing people together. Nice. You know, vino is wine. And there's a little glass in here, a logo, mm-hmm. and it's a... it's a rose. So, you know, roses play an important part in the protection of the vine at the vineyard. And so it's just a mention out to, we all have unique purpose, right? We all have unique purposes to play, and the rose plays a unique purpose. But in any case, Vino Barrel, it's the world's smartest kegerator for wine. So it doesn't look like a kegerator, right? It's a physical barrel. let's
show you. That's a cool idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Okay, it's a physical barrel. It can be moved around. It's on wheels.
Right? Oh, wow.
And so we can roll it anywhere. And so it's a, like I say, it's the smartest one. So it basically, my hope and objective was to help the wine consumers and the retailers in the three-tier system, the third tier, you know, to be able to serve their customers in a more engaging and current modern way, where people can come up and decide for themselves what they want. They can select the varietal that they're choosing. I have a tablet here.
Yeah.
Bring it up closer to you.
Yeah, so you have a nice setup, though. Oh, okay.
You can see a couple different wines.
Great.
And a couple different points. Right now, I don't have it set to charge me to do this.
Okay.
So we can basically make it so that it works with a like, this is a square.
Square.
So
yeah,
it's basically it's like a vending machine, but it is a chiller. It preserves the wine in argon gas. And it has a seal and tip at the nozzle with some proprietary nozzling that adds aeration to the pour at the point of it coming out the glass. So our goal was to preserve wine, pour very quickly for people in crowded spaces, at weddings, at parties, at venues. So here we're in Boxwood venue, Boxwood Social Hall here in Marietta, Georgia.
Okay.
This is them. If anyone wants to look them up, they're awesome. If anyone's in this area.
Yes, give them some love. Shout out to Georgia.
That's right. So this is what it is. It's a product that just allows people to very quickly get a nice glass of wine. I might as well get one while we're here.
Yes. Cheers.
I can set a glass.
I'm driving, so I got an energy drink, but I'll cheers you right here.
I'll bring this a little closer so we can see. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and pour. I'll just pour the Chardonnay, 2 ounce pour. Get it. There it goes. So it lights up the glass, the color of the wine. It pours it, and there we go. Chardonnay. It's a
cheers, everybody. Shot.
Cheers.
Seth, this is genius and so simple. Cheers.
We also have a Cabernet Sauvignon that's on. Set this right back. It's on tap, and if I grab you can see the white there. I'm heading for the Cabernet, and here you can see it glows red. I don't know if you can see that on the screen, but we make it fun, right? And so we'll be working on a user app to go along with this, so people can have loyalty and understand what wines they like. We have tasting notes on here. So, you know, you hear of other products like Vivino, you know, they have 60 million or so users, you know, it's very popular. Our hope and our goal is to create the physical side of that type of experience, so people can actually go and taste things and have, you know, geocaching like experiences and trying wines from different locations and adding to their collection of what they like, learning about wines and then ordering.
Well, that's wonderful, Seth. Cheers to you. Listen, let's plug this beautiful invention of yours and give us your, you know, your, I guess, it, well, now we've got 3.5, you know, months left of the year, the last quarter coming up. So what's your goal, end of year goal, and where can we find you?
So this is the first. So I've been in a 3 different locations so far. This is the current location where I have a home base set up. They have events here. They have stand-up comedians. They have, you know, weddings, receptions, parties, everything. So this is just a local instantiation. I'm just getting it out there. My hope for the rest of this year is to start to land some of the bigger, open bigger doors, right? Get it in some of the bigger spaces that could even be stadiums, right? I'm working on some conversations around that. You know, that would really help to promote my brand and get it out there, let people try it out.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm looking at festivals and working with some large airlines and, you know, just trying to get connected in different spaces because, you know, whether it's a dining hall, it's a theater, it's a hotel that wants the most unique touch point with their customer when they first come in to have this, you know, really cool experience with a glass of wine that's chilled to perfection and aerated upon pouring. It's just really unique, right? So that's the goal is just to get it into, I'd like to get into 3 more places by the end of the year that are of more significance in regards to volume. But we're going to continue to work with some of the smaller shops. And we have one winery that wants to open up a space in another nearby town and just pour out of our barrel. So he'll have like 4 or 5 of them and be pouring, you know, that will be the experience for the customers. So it's getting the word out there. And so I'm appreciative, you know, for you to bring me on and
absolutely
you can plug and get this out there. You know, whether that's with investment or investors or it's with, you know, people that are looking for innovative and experiential, you know, touch points with wine. I'm all for it.
This is amazing. We want it on the West Coast. You would make a killing out here. I want to invite you to the Emmys Week Celebrity Gifting Suite in Beverly Hills. We'll have 100 celebrities, press, and media there that where they can try it. I met Seth through Leah Solberg, one of our partners at Michael Solberg Family Wines, and she's so amazing. She's so awesome, and she's one of my best, dearest friends. So I think we should definitely have a test run here on the West Coast if you're available in January. As you know, because of the strike, our Emmy event will be in January. So we'd love to have you.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Where can give us your email and site one more time where people can reach out if they want to connect and get you in their venue.
Yeah. Thank you. So vinobarrel.com. And my name is Seth. So I don't know if you can see it on the screen. Seth at vinobarrel.com. On Instagram, hey, we're a baby. We have, I think, 80-something followers. So jump on and follow us. See where we're at. You know, we're going to different venues and trying it out different places and giving them test runs. It is The Vino Barrel. So at The Vino Barrel on Instagram. And, you know, I'd love to see some, you know, some more activity and just people spreading the word because this is a fun thing. It's a fun thing. People love
this
it.
Exciting.
It's like going into a cave and tasting from a barrel inside of the winery. And, you know, my hope was to make this as much of an experience like that as possible while wrapping a little technology in to make it fun for folks and, you know, reaching the younger generation and getting them excited about wine.
I have no doubt. Exactly. And you're tying it in, right? Because they can control it. The technology piece, the kids, they like to do that these days. Yeah. And I think I know I'm going to see you on a major somewhere. Shark Tank, give Seth a call. If I'm just promoting stuff. Seth, you've got a friend here in Laguna Beach, California, even though I'm in the middle of my move, my fourth year anniversary on LA Talk. Thank you for bringing the vino. I'm bringing a energy drink because I'm driving, but
no
cheers
problem.
To Vino Barrel. I'm so excited. And let's have you back so we can do a check-in. We'll definitely have you back.
That's
great.
Oh,
last question. Seth, what, if you can share it, if you can, I know you might have partners, but what does the barrel cost to get it up and running and the turnaround, because I know you're still in launching, turnaround time if a space does want to acquire a barrel?
Yeah, we can build them to order. So that's basically what we're doing. We're building them to order. We say that we can get an order delivered within 30 to 45 days. If it's just one, we could get it done in a week. But you know, if it's a larger order, then we need to manufacture them and assemble them. In terms of pricing, we do two different models. We're also looking at purchasing, right? So we can do purchase with a SaaS agreement, but our primary way to get into places like here in Boxwood was to have a flat rate. So we rent the system to them and we manage it in a full service manner. So we provide the argon, we clean the lines every 3 months. We make it just completely a profit center for them. So they don't have to worry about anything. They just select the wine and the prices by which they want to charge and it goes to work. We have a small maintenance fee every month just to come out and make sure the argon's good and, you know, all the systems. It's pretty minimal. And then we have a smaller variable that just is based upon how many bottles are poured through the system.
Do you see yourself franchising anytime soon?
I would like to work with different models. I don't have a franchise model figured out or determined. But I'm very open. Like I said, I'm still looking for smart investors to come along and see this and say, let's explode this into, you know, cruise lines and hotel chains. And, all over the place. So
you're going to be a hit everywhere. Baseball games, sports, weddings. I mean, it's insane. I love the potential here. Let's stay.
250 glasses of wine without touching.
What?
Right. So when you look at the other systems that are out there, they're wonderful. I'll name them, but they're wonderful, but they pour out of bottles. And so you have to constantly swap out those bottles.
And yeah, you're giving us that old world feel with the barrel too, which we love. We want that.
So
you guys, get with Seth. What'd you say, Seth?
I said it's just good for large crowds because you can put two or three of them out and you serve 500, you know, 700 people and in very fast, 10-second pour. And you have a full glass of wine. So
beautiful, smart, innovative, cutting edge, old world genius. It's a pleasure to meet you. I can't wait to see what you do next. I'll be emailing you through Leah offline. I have a couple ideas for you here. But you have a friend in Laguna, and we would love to help you take it to the next level. Thank you for being on today.
You're amazing. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. You too,
you know, Seth. We're looking forward to following up.
All right. Wonderful. All right. That's Seth from Vino Barrel. Guys, I'm in a U-Haul. Shout out to U-Haul. They're not sponsoring the show. The show must go on, guys. Transitional moment here with the startup. Fourth anniversary. And we're going to the next level, getting a bigger space and all of it. There's my Leah. Leah Solberg, Michael Solberg, family.
Happy fourth anniversary.
Woo. Thank you, friend. I love that you brought...
jump scare all your listeners.
I love you for bringing the party favor. I was going to have a hat or a cake, but I'm moving and I'm just glad to be here.
Cheers. Cheers. Yes.
Thank you for being here. And guys, if you don't know who this is the queen, Leah Solberg. She helped us with Seth from Vino Barrels. Sam, give me a text when the next person will be on. We're hanging with Leah until they are. Leah, I'll give you the floor. Let's go full screen on Leah. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us about Michael Solberg Family Wines?
Okay, well, here we are again on LA Talk Radio, and we are Michael Solberg Family Wines. If you're viewing right now, that's the new updated label. We are a second-generation family winery located in Napa, California. And, yeah, just happy to be here. We just really, love this show. We love supporting, Monique and the startup, and we're just really happy that it's her fourth anniversary. Yay! Woo! 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 Shout out.
That's awesome. You know what? Leave it up to Leah. I tell you, it's like, we're always on the same frequency. I promise you I was going to have a hat, and I don't know which box it's in. So thank you for the party favors and the well wishes. And I can't believe it's been 4 years. You've been on this adventure with us. What do you want people to know about Michael Solberg Family Wines, named after your father's sake? And what do you want people to know about your wine and, you know, just maybe a fun fact about it, being female owned now and run? What can you share?
Right. Well, as you know, and I'm not sure if your listeners know, my dad, he passed away in 2011. So yeah. I took over and stepped into his shoes and trying to carry on the legacy. Like I said, we were out of Napa, California. Originally, we were out of Hillsburg, California, but we have moved locations over the years. Yeah. And we are excited because now we are delving into not just appellated California wines, but we are getting more estate and regional proficient, adjacent.
Adjacent. So
we're right now in the middle of harvest, which is the most exciting time of year for wineries.
We love harvest. Happy harvest.
The Chardonnay this week. Woo, woo, woo.
Woo! Chardonnay. So, that's a hit.
Yeah. So we've got some great profiles coming out with the flavors and the nuances with this year's harvest. So that will be exciting to continue to taste through until we launch them onto the market and see how those develop. Right now, I am sharing some Chardonnay online. There you go, Chardonnay. Cheers to Chardonnay.
Cheers to Chardonnay. And it looks so fresh. Cheers. And it pairs well with the wine glass, as Leah always would say. Leah, where can people get their pre-holiday bottles, honey? Let's get cracking for the harvest and right before Halloween. Where can people go to order your wine?
Well, you can talk to any of your local markets, and distributors will get those into your local shops, or you can always just contact us online and we can direct ship to you. I just shipped 4 cases out to Darlene Moonen yesterday. Woo-hoo!
Darlene!
Thank you. Just in time for the holiday season. So, yeah, we're more than happy to just get it right to your door. So yes. Feel free to contact us at michaelsolbergwines@gmail.com. Go to our website, Michael Solberg Wines. You can connect with us there. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, pretty much Twitter, you know, all
everywhere.
The social apps. So Michael Solberg Wines, pretty easy. Sulberg. So one and only.
One and only. You guys, you know what? And Leah always says, like, you know, it does pair well with the glass. No pressure if you're not a wine aficionado. Shoot her an email if you have questions. Leah makes herself available for that. I mean, listen, this is a brand that has now ridden out the passing of the founder, your father, has now ridden out a pandemic, has now ridden out the fires, and you are really resilient. Give it, you got a couple minutes here. Sam, let me know if our next guest is coming. If not, I want to give Leah a couple more minutes. What is the key to your grit, like your resilience, right? Like, I'm in a van on my fourth anniversary here. You've had to make changes and shifts. How are you still here? How have you done it?
It's being able to kind of pivot and be malleable to the, you know, a change is inevitable. That's the constant. So you have to be able to pivot and change with the industry, with the world, you know, with people's tastes and what they're looking for. Just being able to do that, I think is my one of my strongest, you know, assets. And it's what's kept us here and what's going to keep us going. And just the thirst, excuse the pun.
Not intended.
right. To continue to educate ourselves and also help educate anybody that's interested in wine and work with, you know, the upcoming different tastes that are going to come out of, like, you know, we're going into a younger generation now. What is it that they're looking for? What do they want from wine? And being able to appreciate and move with that, I think, is essential to how the wine industry is going to propel forward, you know, and not just stay in the old school fashion of wine drinking. I think that we really need to look at some new variables in what it is to be a wine drinker, a wine connoisseur, and bring in these new, you know, wine drinkers that are just coming into this market and making it accessible and not intimidating for them. So
smart. Always has you always have your eye on the ball, always your finger on on the pulse of what's happening. You guys, if you haven't checked out Leah Solberg on TikTok, get into it. What's your handle on TikTok? You're doing things on TikTok. You have quite the followership.
Yeah. We saw the potential early on, so we were able to garner that and really get the audience going.
Smart.
Definitely need to delve back into in this fourth quarter, which I should already have the harvesting going on. People love that. But
Solberg Wines on TikTok, right? We just have a minute here.
Right. Solberg Wines on TikTok. So love it. Check us out on there. Check us out Instagram, Facebook. Please feel free to reach out and pick our brains about whatever questions you may have.
That's it, and get you a nice drink. All right, Sam, you text me? Sam, is our next guest here? If not, we're gonna have to sign off. We'll just wait here and see. Okay, here we are. There's Tanja. Welcome to the startup, Tanja.
Hello.
For your anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Such a big
thank you. This is Leah. Tanja, go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers.
I saw Leah last time. Yeah, absolutely. My name is Dr. Tanja Coleman, and I do a little bit of everything. Entrepreneur, executive, coach, academician, author. So I do a lot of things.
I love it. That's right. We're meeting again. And you had a book. Now, what are we pitching today? Because I know you have your hand in a lot of pots. You're like Leah. You've got it all going on.
I have a ton going on. So I'm continuing to pitch 3 Second World. I think since we last talked, it made number one Amazon bestsellers.
What?
Yes. So
yes, girlfriend.
Yes.
Cheers.
Bestseller. Yes. Cheers. Absolutely. And from there, I've been, so 3 Second World has been translated into Czech.
Oh.
Which is one of the hardest languages. I'm just finding out, one of the most difficult languages to translate a book into, but it's been translated because this great opportunity came from our publisher. And she said, do you want to be involved in this conference? And for Czech Republic, it attracts about 20,000 women globally.
Wow.
And you have been requested, or I'm putting your name up, for inclusion in this. And so because the majority of the women at the conference, their first language is Czech, it's like, why not translate the book? Why not? 20,000
women. This is huge. And random. I mean, it's random, right? But hey, you got to go where the energy flowing. If it's calling you, I love this for you.
Absolutely. And it's so cool because technology has really prevailed in this because it's a global online conference. So that means it really was affordable for everyone because you didn't have to worry about trying to travel to Prague or to Czech, but you could participate mm-hmm. wherever you were. And these women globally are connecting and wow. helping one another and giving each other kudos and high fives and networking, mentorship. It's like so much positivity is coming from this conference. When you're connected with all these women around the globe that otherwise you wouldn't have known. Right. So great.
What are the dates? Because, you know, not to volunteer anyone, but Leah Solberg right here, maybe we need to get some wine ordered for you guys over there in Czech for the event or the launch party.
It would be
show
nice.
That bottle again, Leah. Show that bottle.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, there we go.
So the global online conference actually commenced on the 15th. So it started on Friday, but it's a 3-day conference. So it's still going on. And they have like a roster of women for each day to keep folks engaged and also just make sure that temperature checking, right? Make sure that there's someone that every woman can connect to and that their story will resonate with. So that alone has been a wild ride. In addition to that, I finished a chapter for, I think last time I told you I was writing a chapter for this compilation that was called Roar. And it's really about women, resilience, and perseverance. And so a multitude of authors, about 30 authors, were specifically asked to contribute a chapter, 3,000 words or less, right? You had to keep it succinct. You had to keep it to the point and short about how you persevered, what your resilience was, and lessons learned so that as people read what you went through, it's not just a doom and gloom, but it's also about, okay, how can I come up from this? What are the lessons learned? What can I take from this to move my life forward? So that has been wonderful. That is going to be debuted in November of this year.
Wow.
Pre-order sales now with KMD Books. So it's just so much exciting stuff going on right now. Just so much exciting.
It's jumping off the screen, Tanja. I mean, Leah, can you feel how her energy from the screen? I know I can.
Right. Like, and you know, it's so funny because I was like thinking of, I knew we were talking today. I'm like, what? I like to think of things in threes and things that are super short and sweet so that people remember. And so I'm like, everyone's kind of talking about this baddie effect, right? So I'm like, okay, what is bad, right? To me, it's like branding, because when I think of you and what you've done, Leah, what you're doing, you're branding yourselves, right? I think as women, oftentimes we feel like when we brand ourselves, people think you're being arrogant or you're being gregarious, you're just in your face. have to brand yourself. You have to be out there. You have to say what you're good at, and you have to have confidence in that, and you have to tell other people. No one knows what you're doing in a vacuum. They're never going to know. Yeah. So you have to get out there and shout from the rooftops what it is, right? And then advocacy. So you have to have self-advocacy, and then you have to advocate for others. And I think once you advocate for others, it boomerangs and it pops back to you, right? It's like, once again, those positive deposits in the in your bank, right? In your universe bank, it comes back.
Yeah.
And then development, right? So you should always be stewards of learning. One of the things my friends always tease me about, and you all will laugh at this, is as much as it seems like I got it together and I'm accomplished, I love reality TV. Like, I know pop culture like no one's business. I love reality shows. And everyone goes, well, you don't learn anything from that. I feel like you can learn from anything you want to learn from, is if you're open to learning, right? There are some true baddies in reality TV that are killing the game, right? They are business entrepreneurs. They are in show business. They are in entertainment. They are doing comedy. They to me, when you look at sometimes these reality TV shows and you see women where they started and where they ended because they were able to brand themselves, come out with products, constantly keep themselves in the limelight because of whatever it was they're doing, they have really quadrupled their income, but also their followers and everything else. So you can learn from anything you want to learn from. It's just, are you open? Are you a steward of learning? I can learn from anyone almost doing anything. I can take something away that I can apply to something I'm doing.
Beautiful. And you know what? That is really great when you can just take the ego out and just go, listen, what's the long game? What's the big picture? And I love that you mentioned reality TV. You must have read my bio. Maybe you didn't, but I helped build that whole genre for the last 23 years. And I always tell my clients, have your book ready, have your brand ready, have that barbecue sauce you love so much ready, because the platform that it provides, if you do it right and you come in with your eyes wide open, you can manifest so many beautiful things. You guys, I love this for my 4th year anniversary. Ladies, thank you for being on the show. Seth, thank you for being on the show. Plug again where we can order your book and follow you, Tanja.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and do it again for us.
Absolutely. So I'm Dr. Tanja C, D-R-T-A-N-J. IAC on Instagram. I'm Dr. Tanja Coleman, full name, on LinkedIn. And I'm TJ Cole on Facebook. So I have all these different personalities.
Okay. TJ Cole, Cole World.
Absolutely. So you can grab 3 Second World through different distributors. So Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Great. Amazon. With Amazon, it's also on Kindle now. So you don't have to worry about carrying a physical book. It's on Kindle now. And also through Walmart. And then Roar is coming out in November. It'll be debuted in Ireland at the writer's retreat that I will be at in Ireland in November. And there's also a docu-series. Yes. And there's also a docu-series that will be attached to that coming out as well. And you can get Roar through KMDbooks.com.
We love a mover and shaker. Leah, thank you for being here. I think we're going to have to invite you to the Emmys gifting suite in January, Tanja, and get your book in front of some celebrities.
Yes, we need to talk about that.
Do I have your email?
I did receive information. We need to chat about that. I'm super excited.
Okay, I'm gonna bang your line immediately. We got to get you in. Congratulations on the world travel. Leah, thank you for being here. It's a shorter show because she's moving on up. Happy 4th to me, right, guys? Thanks, Sam.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thanks, everyone. All right, we're moving on up. What we start today. See you guys next week.
All right.
Bye, ladies.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.